KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, first round action finished up yesterday at the state volleyball championships in Cedar Rapids. In Class 3A first rounders, it was Red Oak posting a three-game sweep over Sioux Center. 26-24, 26-24, and 25-18 were the game scores. Also, Nevada swept three from West Liberty. In Class 2A first rounders yesterday, Unity Christian took three out of five from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Western Christian downed South Central Calhoun in three straight. Dyke New Hartford took three straight from West Branch. And Sumner Fredericksburg beat Grundy Center 3-2. In Class 1A first round play, Holy Trinity Catholic knocked off Lamar's Galen Catholic in three straight. It was Central Lyon 3-1 over Marquette Catholic. Tripola swept three from New London, while Janesville defeated Grandview Christian in three straight. Now that sets up today's semifinals in all classes. In 5A action this morning, Bettendorf plays Johnston, while Ankeny Centennial will face off against Abraham Lincoln. Those matches at 10 o'clock today. In Class 4A, action is at noon today, with Harlan facing Clear Creek Amana and West Delaware playing Marion. In Class 3A semis this afternoon at 2 o'clock, Mount Vernon plays Red Oak, while Solon will face Nevada. In Class 2A semifinals, it'll be Unity Christian playing Dyke New Hartford and Western Christian facing Sumner Fredericksburg, those getting underway at 4. And the 6 o'clock matches are the 1A semis, with Holy Trinity Catholic facing Tripola and Central Lyon battling Janesville. Well, the Western Iowa Conference announced its all-conference volleyball selections for this year. First-teamers include Caitlin Schekinger of IKM Manning, Madison Paulson of Trainer, Sydney McLaren of Griswold, Emma Bonnet of Underwood, Maddie Powell of Underwood, Kirsten Lehan of Tri-Center, Abby Tarks of Trainer, and Allison Eikenberry of Tri-Center. They were all first-team selections. Second-teamers include Bailey Jansen of Missouri Valley, Tori Masker of Tri-Center, Lexi Killinger of Trainer, Riley Mulbauer of IKM Manning, Emma Myers of Trainer, Cheyenne Smith of Riverside, Kira Skelton of Missouri Valley, and Brooke Cooper of Underwood were second team selections. It was IKM Manning and Trainer each going 8-1 this season. IKM Manning and Trainer splitting the Western Iowa Conference regular season championship. Trainer won the conference tournament championship this season. Well, the high school football playoffs will reconvene today, this time up at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, as they'll get together for 8-man and Class 3A semifinal round play. The next 3 days will be all the semifinal round games in the football playoffs. In 8-man action today, they'll get started early. 9:06 is the first kickoff time today, as Newell Fonda will face off against HLV in 8-man play. Then at 12:06 today, it's undefeated Fremont Mills facing Marcus Meriden Cleghorn. That's at 12:06. Later on today, the 3A first round or semifinals include Creston playing Bishop Heelan Catholic. That game getting underway at 5:36 this evening. And Cedar Rapids Xavier will play Pellet. That kicks off at 8:21 tonight in the other Class 3A semifinal. East Mississippi Community College will host Iowa Western Community College in the Mississippi Bowl at Biloxi High School. That game will kick off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on December 7th. East Mississippi enters the game as the number one ranked team in the nation. Iowa Western is not far behind at number two in the National Junior College Athletic Association poll. Both teams are 11-0. East Mississippi is the defending Mississippi Bowl champion. They beat Georgia Military in last year's contest. A person familiar with Jameis Winston's code of conduct case says Florida State has pushed back to his hearing to December 1st. It was originally scheduled for next week. The Heisman-winning quarterback is facing a university hearing to determine whether he violated four sections of the code of conduct. A former female student said he assaulted her in December of 2012. Meanwhile, the Tallahassee Police Department says Seminoles running back Carlos Williams is not being charged after a domestic battery investigation. Police say they don't have enough evidence to move forward. Both Williams and the woman involved refused to talk with the police. The Iowa Hawkeye men will open up their basketball season at home Friday night against Hampton. This will not be your typical cupcake opener, according to coach Fran McCaffrey.
You know, they won 18 games, and they're expected to win over 20 this year. They certainly contend for the MEAC championship. Very quick, very aggressive, very experienced.
McCaffrey says Hampton has four starters back from last year's team.
They've got double-figure scorers back. They've got transfers. They're going to come after us with some pressure. Very physical team defensively. This is a difficult, you know, when you're playing a team that is going to be a 20-win team that expects to win their league, that's a different kind of opener than a lot of people are going to play.
McCaffrey says Hampton has high expectations for this season. The Hawkeyes have some high expectations of their own. They'll get that one tipped off tomorrow night. We'll have it for you live here on the radio. We're on the air at 7:30 with that contest on Friday. Iowa State has signed junior college forward Darian Williams to a letter of intent. The Cyclones announced Wednesday that Williams will join them for the 2015 through 2016 season. He'll have 3 years of eligibility for Iowa State. The 6'8" Williams spent last season at Iowa Western, where he averaged 16.1 points and 6.7 rebounds a game. He transferred to City College of San Francisco, but is sitting out the year following shoulder surgery. Williams could fill the void left by starting forward Dustin Hoge, who is graduating after this season. And an official in the Dominican Republic says St. Louis Cardinals rookie outfielder Oscar Tavares was drunk at the time of his fatal car crash last month in his Caribbean homeland. A spokeswoman for the Dominican Attorney General's office told the Associated Press toxicology reports showed that Tavares had a blood alcohol level 5 times the country's legal limit when he lost control of his car on October 26th. Tavares hit .239 with 3 homers and 22 RBIs in 80 games for the Cardinals this season. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.